York's public health chief warns of youth gambling threat. A senior public health official in the UK is calling for stricter regulation of gambling advertisements and likened the need for action to past measures taken against tobacco marketing. Peter Roderick, the director of public health at City of York Council, has expressed his concern over the increase in gambling among young people. He was speaking after the release of his annual report focusing on the well-being of 10 to 19-year-olds in the city. More than 10% of youth have gambled. According to the report, more than 10% of York's youth have engaged in gambling, a statistic Roderick described as just the tip of the iceberg. He believes that open conversations about gambling are required in order to educate and support young people. Speaking to the local Democracy Reporting Service, Roderick highlighted the limited influence councils have over issuing gambling licenses and said the topic hasn't been addressed with enough urgency. Roderick went on to say that he believes gambling advertising must be treated the same way as tobacco advertising, which was banned in 2002. Roderick's report identified gambling as a growing and serious threat to the physical and mental well-being of young people. It revealed that 16% of youths in York had gambled, and of those, a quarter admitted to taking money without permission to fund the activity. Additionally, nearly 15% reported experiencing conflict with friends or family due to gambling. Labor to blame for increase in youth gambling. Roderick has attributed the increasing prevalence of youth gambling to policy changes in the 2000s under the Labor government, which relaxed restrictions. Quote, "The government at the time didn't anticipate the advent of the smartphone and that we'd all essentially be able to have a super casino in our pocket. The number of gambling adverts you see is really noticeable, and that's affecting children. The effects on young people we can measure are the tip of the iceberg." Peter Roderick, City of York Council Director of Public Health. A spokesperson from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport responded by affirming the government's commitment to addressing problem gambling. The spokesperson said that the government is fully dedicated to enhancing protections for vulnerable groups. The government has announced plans to introduce a mandatory levy on gambling profits to raise £100 million for research, prevention, and treatment of gambling-related harm. While existing regulations govern where and how gambling can be advertised, the spokesperson said the ministers are continuing to evaluate new evidence to guide future policy decisions.